July 27, 1900. Visions of attacks against the church and of persecutions in China. I was all worried about my miserable state, especially that it might no longer be will of God, and I considered my scarce suffering and his continuous privation a sure sign of this. Now, while I was wearing my little brain out over this, and I struggled to snap out of it, my always good Jesus made himself seen like a flash, saying to me, "My daughter, what do you want me to do? Tell me. I will do what you want." At such an unexpected proposal, I did not know what to say. I felt such confusion over the fact that blessed Jesus would have to do what I wanted, while I'm the one who's supposed to do what he wants, that I remained mute. And so, seeing that I was not saying anything, he escaped like a flash, and I, running after that light, found myself outside of myself. But I did not find him. So I wandered around the earth, the heavens, the stars, calling him, now with my voice, now with my singing, thinking to myself that in hearing my voice and my singing, blessed Jesus would be wounded, and with certainty I would find him. Now, while going around, I saw the cruel torment that continues to go on in the War of China. Churches knocked down, images of our Lord thrown to the ground. And this is nothing yet. That which frightened me the most was to see that if now this is done by barbarians, by secular people, later on it will be done by false religious who, removing their masks and letting themselves be known for who they are, uniting with the open enemies of the church, will launch such an assault to seem incredible to the human mind. Oh, how many more cruel torments! It seems that they have sworn among themselves to end it with the church. But the Lord will take revenge over them by destroying them. So, blood on one side and blood on the other. Then I found myself inside a garden, which seemed to be the church. And inside of it, there was a crowd of people in the appearance of dragons, of vipers, and of other raging beasts, which, devastating that garden and then going outside, formed the ruin of the peoples. Now, while I was seeing this, I found my beloved Lord in my arms, and I said, "Finally, you let yourself be found? Are you really my dear Jesus?" And he, "Yes, yes, I am your Jesus." And I wanted to tell him to spare so many people, but he, not paying attention to me on this, all afflicted, added, "My daughter, I am quite tired. Let us go into your bed to rest, if you want me to remain with you." And I, fearing that he might leave, kept silent, allowing him to fall asleep. Then, after a little while, he re-entered into my interior, leaving me reassured, yes, but highly afflicted.